Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John, we're in the 7th chapter. It's the last day of the feast. Something ultimately miraculously is being stated by what Jesus does on the last day of the feast. And it's also startling in terms of what he does. Now this is what he does at this moment. It's a very specific time. He's come to the feast. He's been there for the entire week of the feast, and now it's the last day. This is what happens. John chapter 7 and verse 17. On the last day of the feast, the great day. That's what the last day was. It was the great day. Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom they who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So this significant moment anticipated is called Pentecost. That's the day the Holy Spirit is poured out in the New Covenant. Now certainly, we know by looking back from the light of the New Testament that God's Spirit is working in the lives of men and women. That's why David said, "Do not take thy Spirit from me." But there is a pronounced declaration at the crucifixion, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus. There is a crucial declaration that the redemptive presence of the Holy Spirit, which has been working in the lives of men and women, is now being poured out, and the Holy Spirit is not found in a holy of holies. He is found poured out upon his people and has sealed them into the redeeming blessings of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the sign and seal as he's been poured out to take the gospel around the world through the empowered witness of exalting Jesus Christ. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And what's the result? You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. So that is what the promise is, that Holy Spirit is to be poured out. And when the Holy Spirit is poured out by Jesus in us, the Holy Spirit not only brings us to life by bringing us to Jesus, but the Holy Spirit works through us into the lives of others to bring them to Jesus, who is the living water. And therefore, when we share Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and live Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, then actually what's occurring, Jesus creates this beautiful picture. We who are drinking of the fountain of God's grace enabled by the Holy Spirit are now empowered by the Holy Spirit through word and deed, sending the rivers of living water. Notice the plural. Rivers. There's a torrent of living water that flows from the individual believer, from the local church, into this world so that people might come to Christ. And of course, the picture is from Ezekiel of that wonderful trickle that becomes a river of water that changes everything where it goes. The wilderness sprouts vegetation and fruit-bearing trees that are always in season, and the Dead Sea is turned into a living sea, and instead of everything dead, fish are being poured out. So the moment is the great day of the feast where the priests come and they pour water at this place of the sacrifice. And as they pour water upon the place of the sacrifice at the temple, it is at that moment that Jesus stands up. That water is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what the feast is pointing to, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so when they pour that water out at that moment, Jesus stands up and says, "This is fulfilled in me. I am the one who will pour forth the Holy Spirit. And when he is poured out from me upon you, he will pour out from you into the world, and you will bear witness of me, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, from you will flow rivers of living water, and we will become fishers of men. Out of the Dead Sea of this world, we will bring forth the glorious salvation of grace, and the Dead Sea will become a living sea, and men of God and women of God will become fishers of men for God as they are brought to Jesus Christ." That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto my bed.
For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.